We've been on quite the journey this week, haven't we? Coming off the back of two tough away matches, securing clean sheets against both Tottenham and Atalanta shows our resilience is on point. Abi? The mood in the camp is solid. You can feel the focus. After all, we've got Manchester City next. And we all know what that means. The team is doing everything to stay sharp, recover, sleep, eat well. No fresh injuries from the Atalanta game, so that's a relief. We've got to be ready, though, especially since City had that extra day of rest. But no excuses, we've prepared for this. From pre-season, we knew this run of fixtures would come. And now it's time to show what we're made of. Odegaard's ankle is still a bit of a question mark. We're hoping for the best, but it's touch and go. The staff will assess, but we'll miss his creativity if he doesn't make it. Well, we know he won't. Still, this is the Premier League, and everyone has to adapt. City without De Bruyne might seem like a bonus, but they've got world-class options everywhere. Foden, Bernardo, Gundogan, the list goes on. It's all about how we handle the overall challenge, not just one player missing. Now let's talk about our away form. It's been incredible this year. Our record on the road is something else. And Sunday will be the ultimate test. City are the reigning champions for a reason. The most consistent team in Premier League history. But we're not going there just to compete. We're going there to win and to prove we've taken that next step. And how about our 3,000 away fans? They've been with us through it all. Tottenham, Atalanta, and now Manchester. It's special to give something back to them, especially when they travel in numbers like this. That's what makes playing away so meaningful, knowing the effort they've put in to support us. And finally, a quick shout out to our women's team. They're starting their season at Emirates Stadium and it's going to be huge. Almost 40,000 tickets sold already. It's just brilliant to see how the club is growing on all fronts. We're strong, we're unified, and we're ready for the challenges ahead. This week's been a grind, but it's these moments we live for as a club. So let's bring it on. Darren Bent is at it again, suggesting Mikel Arteta should bench Gabriel Martinelli for Raheem Sterling in the big match against Manchester City. Darren thinks Martinelli is too anxious right now, especially after a rough outing against Atalanta in the Champions League. He points out that Martinelli's confidence seems shaky. Only 6 goals last season, and he missed some clear chances recently. He feels that starting Sterling would be the smarter move, as Martinelli doesn't have the composure needed for such a high-stakes game at the Etihad. Who would have thought? It's really a bold call and it puts pressure on Arteta as he weighs his options for this crucial Premier League clash. Will he listen to Darren Bent or will he stick with Martinelli? This decision could significantly affect the game's outcome. Vivian Miedema is back in the spotlight. And she's going up to face her former club Arsenal with Manchester City in the Women's Super League opener. After a remarkable 7 seasons with the Gunners, where she netted 125 goals in 172 appearances, Arsenal chose not to renew her contract and City snapped her up as a free agent. Former England striker Ellen White has this feeling that it's written in the stars for Miedema to score against Arsenal. She acknowledges it'll feel a bit strange for Miedema to return to Emirates Stadium, but she's clearly excited about this new chapter. Even though she typically doesn't celebrate her goals, it'll be interesting to see her emotions if she finds the back of the net. Miedema's versatility has been a hot topic since her move to City. Manager Garrett Taylor is thrilled about her ability to play in various positions or various roles, whether as a number 9 or dropping deeper into the attack. With the depth City has in their squad, including talents like Mary Fowler and Bonnie Shaw, Miedema's addition makes their front line even stronger. Despite the strong connection she built with Arsenal fans, Miedema seems to have settled into life at City. She's excited about what this new journey holds and believes it was the right decision for her, both on and off the pitch. We've been playing some of our best football under Arteta, no doubt about that. We've set records, built on beating streaks, and put together a squad full of young talent. But Gary Neville, they run his mouth about something. This thing he's running his mouth about stings a little, and that's the issue of trophies. He might have a point. All this brilliant football won't mean much if we don't start bringing in the silverware. We've been consistent. We've got players like Saliba dominating at the back, Odegaard pulling the strings in the midfield, and Saka lighting up the wings. But without trophies, will anyone really remember all of this? Neville says we'll end up as the nearly men. And as much as it hurts to admit, he might be right. I hate it when he's right. In elite sport, being good just isn't good enough. You need to win. We can't keep playing well and falling short when it matters most. It's time to turn this potential into something tangible. If we don't, we risk being forgotten. And that's not what any of us want for this club, is it? We need those trophies. Ateta, we need them now.